1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. This is Monday, and as of Saturday, the strike of MTA here in Los Angeles drags on as of Saturday. Well, as of today, but the story I'm reading is from Saturday. Anyway, with the strike talks hitting a dead end, relief is nowhere in sight for local residents and workers who depend on the Metropolitan Transportation Authority. And again, this is something that happens in many cities with large transportation authorities. It doesn't matter. Strike. Strikes happen, and when strikes of this nature happen, people can't get to work. What happens when you don't have the individuals that you need, the people, the workforce that you need for your business? And also, how do those people deal with it? Colleen Kristen Brewster is the owner of a travel agency in Laguna Beach, California, but she lives in Palos Verdes, which is in Los Angeles County. And I know that you have domestic help like a lot of working people, Colleen.
Yeah, Phil, that's true.
Okay. Tell me about how this strike has affected you, because I know it's affected you on...
You know something, Phil? This strike has really been unfortunate because I think it hurts those of us who not only need domestic workers, and I do because of my business, but it also hurts the worker themselves. And what I tried to do is to sort of sit down with the people that work for me.
No, we're not talking about anybody that works in your travel agency, right?
No, we're talking about a lady that I do have who does house cleaning for me and laundry for me. And her name is Angela.
And Angela lives where?
Phil, she lives in Lincoln Heights, Los Angeles, in the eastern part of Los Angeles.
And how far is that from Palos Verdes?
Phil, that's about 30 miles to the north of Palos Verdes. She has not had the Metro Rail or the buses to ride. And I really, really wanted to do something for her because this has been difficult, not just for me, but for her. She has 9 children, and what I wanted to do is, and I talked with her about this, give her the gift of what we call the gift of pride. And that is that...
All right, now, when you say you're getting a little bit ahead of yourself, the gift of pride...
But I realize how proud a lot of the Hispanic people are, and I think that's something that a lot of us need to remember. And that's why I say, when I say look on the bright side, let's remember how proud the Hispanic people are, or any worker, and so I drive her to work, and I started doing that on Friday.
Oh, okay, so you're helping her get to work at your place.
Yes, and then I go off to work, but I get up early to drive her to work, and what we've worked out between us is she pays me to come to work and to drive home. And
all right, now, she's paying you, so in other words, you pick her up.
I go down, and I go up to Lincoln Heights, I get her, she gives me $20,
Okay, let me ask you something here. So she's paying you to get to and from work, correct?
That is correct.
How much? $20?
That's $10 each way, but that is in an air-conditioned tour coach that we use from our business, Phil. She's not riding with anybody else. She's not on a hot, stuffy bus. And this enables her to keep her dignity and her pride. That is so very important. And I'm really, really happy that we can do that for her.
All right, Colleen Kristen Brewster with us. Now, you're a domestic helper at your home. Her name is Angela. You're giving her a ride to and from work.
I gave her a ride to our house on Friday. She didn't have the money to get home Friday night, and I really had a problem because I had a party that night. I really want to give her the opportunity to have a little bit of self-esteem, so I had a dilemma.
And all right, if she didn't have enough money to get home on Friday night, and you say this is a woman with 9 children.
This is a woman with 9 children, Phil Wright.
And a husband.
Yeah, and they don't have a telephone. Her husband was able to get to a phone. He called me. He used a neighbor's phone. He said, "Why isn't Angela home?" I said, "You know what? She didn't have enough money to pay me to drive her home, but we worked out something really, really great because, again, it's the gift of pride, Phil, that I want to give to her. And I think that's the best gift we could give to these people."
All right, we're talking with Colleen Kristen Brewster from On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster Travel Agency. Your housekeeper is Angela, and you're charging her to take her back and forth from work because of this strike.
That's correct, yeah.
But she couldn't get home on Friday night, right?
No, she didn't have enough money. And
all right, so you're charging her somewhere in the neighborhood of $20 round trip, right?
$10 each way, right, during the strike. But again, It is a really comfortable ride.
All right, so what does she do on Friday night if she can't get home to, you're saying, nine children and a husband?
Well, what we did, Phil, and I thought it was tremendous, and Angela was able to work with me on this. I had a party on Friday night, and she was able to serve the party for me. She got drinks. She was able to get able to keep the kitchen clean. She spent the night because, again, I couldn't take her home, obviously.
Because she didn't have enough money.
Well, she didn't have enough money to for the ride home, no. But what I said was, let's work it off tonight, and tomorrow morning I can give you a ride home. So she agreed to that. We were talking on Saturday morning. She made coffee for us.
All right, I want to get up to speed on this, if I can, Colleen. Your cleaning lady didn't have enough money for you to drive her home Friday night, but you said if you'll work for me tonight.
If you'll work for me tonight, I'll give you a ride home, right.
Okay, so she worked your party on Friday night and spent the night.
We were able to put her up in the garage. We had an air mattress, and we blew it up, put her up in the garage, and then on Saturday morning.
Okay, you don't have a guest room.
No. Well, yes, I do, but she's domestic help, and there's a difference there, okay? And again, this is where you're balancing the gift of pride, but maintaining the separation between employer and employee.
And so you blew up an air mattress for her to sleep on in the garage.
That's correct, because she is domestic help, and we are really trying to train these people. You know something, Phil? It's really interesting. In her home country of Mexico, sleeping on an air mattress in a garage is considered fine living. That's really considered.
Well, I mean, how do you know that?
Well, I know a lot about Mexico. And if you have an air mattress to sleep on in a garage, you are living like the upper 3% of the country. So I know a little bit about it, okay?
And all right, well, I'm not an employer.
Yeah, I'm an employer. I know a little bit about it.
Okay, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Colleen Kristen Brewster, owner of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. So you're dealing with your domestic problem by taking your and the MTA strike. You're taking your domestic help to and from work if they pay you
$10. $10 one way, but she was able to work it off. The problem we had Saturday morning, as I said, you know, Angela, you worked for me at the party, so you paid for your way home, but by the same token, I don't know how she's going to make up for the accommodations. You see what I'm saying?
No.
All right, in other words, she paid her way home by working at the party, but I let her stay for a night. And so that's accommodations. So she's agreed that she'll come back, pay me double on the way home tonight.
How did she get to your home today?
She paid me, but she's going to pay me double for the ride home. That makes up for the accommodations on Saturday night. This is what you do, Phil, when you're dealing with people. You are trying to give them the gift of pride. You don't give them a handout.
All right, that's what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about charging a woman with nine children $10 one way to take them home.
Phil, I didn't create the strike, okay? And it's really, really unfair. And it's really, really wrong.
I didn't say you created the strike, but I'm saying you're charging her $10 one way, okay?
You have to.
Why do you have to?
Because you want to give these people pride. If you take their pride away from them, it's wrong. And that's all I'm trying to say. So it's really, really important to give these people the gift of pride.
And so, in other words, the reason why you're charging them $20 for a ride to and from work to clean your house is so she can be proud.
Do you have domestic help?
I have a lady. We have a lady come in once a week.
Okay, but you don't have anyone who cleans your home every day.
No, I don't.
Well, then you don't understand what it means to give them the gift of pride by charging them $20 round trip.
In a tour bus.
Well, that's it. It's in one of our tour buses. Okay? They're proud people. Let them be proud.
Let them be proud. Charge them $10 one way for a ride from Palos Verdes to Lincoln Heights.
You know something? It's really unfair. Because,
well, I'm not trying to be unfair here, Colleen. I'm just $10 each way, right?
Yeah, and it's something that you really, really, really need to know, or otherwise you really, really don't get what we're talking about. And because I really like to look on the bright side still, I think you should see it as the gift of pride.
Yeah, you keep talking about the gift of pride that you're giving to your Hispanic worker by charging her $20 round trip. All right, look, Colleen.
Still, she was able to stay at my house for free.
Well, yeah, but she worked your party.
Yeah, but she.
And the accommodations you gave her were an air mattress on the floor in the garage.
How is she going to pay for the accommodations, okay?
Well, you're charging her double going home tonight. Hold on for a minute, Colleen. 1-800-4... Put up her music. 1-800-449-8686. Colleen Kristen Brewster, on the go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. It's a travel agency. She's got a domestic worker who is... She's giving her a ride to and from work at $10 a shot each way. Made her work... I don't know. But this strike better end. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Okay, Colleen, I know that you don't think that you're a snob. I know that you probably don't consider yourself...
You know something, Phil? It's really, really interesting. People will think you're a snob, okay, if you have domestic help.
It's not so much that. It's that you're charging this woman to take her to and from work, $10 a trip, and if she didn't have enough money Friday night, you wouldn't take her home. And... Okay, Colleen, I know that you don't think that you're a snob. I know that you probably don't consider yourself...
You know something, Phil? It's really, really interesting. People will think you're a snob. Okay, if you have domestic help.
It's not so much that. It's that you're charging this woman to take her to and from work, $10 a trip, and if she didn't have enough money Friday night, you wouldn't take her home. And
it's called the gift of pride, okay? And it's really, really neat to do that for people. Because if you're not an employer, you don't understand.
And well, don't condescend to me.
I'm just saying, Phil, I have a lot of people who work for me. She's one of my cleaning. She's one of my domestic people. She does my laundry and my cleaning. It's not a pretty job because last month I had a heavy flow. And so...
All right, I don't need to know about that. I just want to...
She does a lot of things for me.
All right, let's take a phone call here so that I can... And this is because of the strike.
Because of the strike. Who else is going to take her home?
All right, and you shouldn't have any money. You made her stay overnight. Las Vegas on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Hi.
I would like you to talk. What is that, a lady or a man, the one who talks on the phone?
I'm Colleen Kristen Brewster. I'm with On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster Travel Agency. Where are you from?
No, man. I come from Europe anyways, from somewhere. I would like you to ask you one question only.
All right. I just thought your accent was very interesting.
I know.
Uh-huh.
I'm Greek myself. I'm from Greece.
Oh,
let
Greece.
Me tell you, let me ask you one
Athens
question.
Athens 2004, go USA.
Good.
Go.
Okay,
let
that's the Olympics in 2004.
Yeah.
May I ask one question, please?
Go ahead.
People.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you something. First of all, I have an employee, he's Latino. Today, because I have fun in Las Vegas the weekend, I couldn't come back. I pay him double. That's $200 a day instead of $100. And tonight when he come back from deliveries, he's going to use my car for free, my gas for free.
What?
To go home and come back tomorrow to work. But let's
ask
you something else.
You're not giving him the gift of pride.
If you don't have... Yeah, and he's very proud to be helpful to me, believe me. He's very proud. Let me ask you something.
Yes.
If you don't happen to have a party that day, you let that lady walk back home?
Now, there's a good point this man's making. If you hadn't had a party that night, what...
Well, why is it my problem? I didn't make the strike.
No, answer the guy's question. If there wasn't a party that night, how is she going to get home?
Why is that my problem?
Oh,
why is it
that's
my
a
problem?
Nice man.
Huh?
Excuse me.
Why is it my problem?
I'll let you make the comment, gentlemen. Oh, that's terrific. I never hear something. You're going to leave a lady with nine kids walk home 20 miles away from you.
You know something? She's got nine children, but she works for me. I try to pay her what I can, but she should have kept her legs crossed. And
never mind. She's got 9 kids, okay? And
well, I didn't do the do. It wasn't me that impregnated her. It was her husband. Everybody together. 1, 2, 3. Her husband. Okay?
It means you're making money from that lady yourself. She make money out of you.
And if I make her a charity case, she'll hate me forever. She'll hate America. I
want
her to love America.
Not kidding. That's why she have 9 kids, that lady, huh?
But if we gave money to Greece, wouldn't you hate us?
To Greece?
I'd be very proud if you do that.
You want? You need? Does Greece need money?
No.
Well, no,
but I'd be very proud if you help my country.
Well, what help do you need?
I'm very proud of you, but you can't even help yourself. I'm sorry, I'm out.
No, I'm. You're out of what? You're out? What, out in the air, out in the open?
Meaning he's gone. Thank you, sir, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. So we're talking here with Colleen Kristen Brewster from On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster about her domestic, and her name is what?
My lady is named Angela.
She didn't have enough money to ride. She didn't have a way home because of the strike, so you've been driving her to and from her home.
Yes, Phil, and I really think it's a nice gesture.
Okay, it's a nice gesture, but you're charging her. And when she didn't have enough money to get home on Friday night...
I let her pay it off by working our party. We had a theme party. It was a Mexican fiesta party, and she made, I don't know, guacamole and a lot of stuff. What?
Guacamole and a lot of stuff. So she made a lot of Mexican food.
Yes, Phil. And what I'm saying is, I gave her the gift of pride by making her pay me and by...
And by making her sleep on a garage floor.
That's how they live in Mexico, Phil. You need to travel.
All right, here is Temecula on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
First
hi.
Of all, I can't believe that this is even really happening. I can't believe
you
that
know,
this
I
is, woman is speaking
the strike.
Like this.
I didn't
Wait, this is not about the strike. This is not about the strike, ma'am. This is about giving the gift of pride from a woman who cannot possibly have any pride of her own.
You know, that really is unnecessary.
No, it's true.
I'm an empowered woman.
I can't believe you have a business.
I'm an empowered woman. I have my own business.
You are successful. And I can't believe if your customers hear you speaking today that you will have very many tomorrow.
Well, I tell you what, why don't you come down and visit us? You know what I'll do is I'll give you a 20% discount on airfare.
You know what? This woman has traveled. I've traveled throughout the world.
Oh,
and
really?
The way
do you have your
speaking,
own travel agency?
No, I do not.
Okay.
And I would never use yours. And I think that it's horrible. And the fact that our last speaker, what you were saying, that Angela would hate Americans if you gave her charity.
Are you going to give these people?
I think I would hate Americans if they were all like you. And that's basically all I have to say.
We had Mexican decorations at our fiesta party, and it was a nice touch to have her
serving. I think this has to be a joke.
No.
There can't be people who think like
you.
Yeah,
I agree. Are you honestly telling... Let me ask you something, Colleen. Are you honestly telling me you had this woman serving margaritas at your party in a sombrero hat? And
it was a wonderful... touch. What's wrong with that?
She's got 9 kids at home. She has a husband worried sick. Okay. And then she's sleeping on an air mattress.
That's how those people live. Hello.
No, that's not how the people live.
That's
how you're going to live once your business goes under.
No, my business is doing very well.
And then you'll have a lot of pride, right?
No, we've grown at 5% annually. 5% growth rate annually. Okay. Are you in business? No. Do you know what I have to go through?
Excuse me?
No. Do you employ people? No.
Who are you talking about?
You!
You know nothing about my life.
Do you have a husband? No, probably not.
Yes, I do. I have a husband and a child, and I am employed.
Do you have a child?
Yes, I do.
She just said that she did.
And she's gonna grow up to be completely different from you.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you have a husband?
She just said she has.
I already answered, yes.
All right, knowing that you have a child and a husband, wouldn't you want to give them the gift of pride?
They have it, and they will. They will have much more, like I said, than you.
Let me ask
because
you something.
Being poor has nothing to
do. No.
Just because you have money does not give you pride.
I have my own business, and we grow at an annual rate of 5%.
Well, that's going to end. That's going to end with an attitude like you have.
Do you have a husband?
I'm telling you.
She just said she has a husband.
This woman is obviously on drugs.
No,
something's wrong with
her. You know, that's slanderous. That's slanderous. I'm not on drugs.
You're being slanderous. Talking about the Mexican people in Mexico, the top 3% sleeping in a garage is something to be honorable.
The top...
Do you
know anything about Mexico? I've been to Acapulco, and I've been to Cancun, okay?
Oh, you saw a lot of Mexico, then.
Yeah, and I've also been to Cabo.
That's
We're
very
going
good.
To Cabo
I've been
this
to
winter.
Cabo and Mazatlan and Mexico City.
You know, can I just say something?
Too.
I really hate it when people call Cabo San Lucas Cabo.
Cabo.
You know,
have you been to Cabo?
That's when you have a lot of money. See, you can go and call Cabo.
There you go. That proves I have money. That proves I have money.
That doesn't make you good, obviously.
And I've been to Sammy Hagar's bar, Cabo Wabo. It's really,
you know
really
what?
Great. And you know what? You're really, really jealous. You're really jealous.
All right, okay, hold on. Just take whatever. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. And standby stations, standby. One 800 449 8686. This is the Phil Henry Show here in Los Angeles. We're into I don't know what day this is of the MTA strike. A lot of people who need that the bus lines and a lot of people who need the rail lines are being literally inconvenienced. Day 10 of this strike. You know, Colleen Kristen Brewster is with us. She owns a travel agency, and she has a domestic come to her home from Lincoln Heights, Los Angeles, all the way down to Palos Verdes. It's a trip of about, what is that, 20 miles, 25 miles? Colleen, you know, my mother rode a bus to work. She rode the Rapid Transit District. Do you know what that is?
No, I don't know. What is that?
RTD, for those of old-timers in L.A., you remember the RTD, Rapid Transit District, was the bus line.
And your mom rode a bus?
Yeah.
That must have really been empowering for her.
No, I didn't like seeing my mother go off and ride a bus every day, but the fact is she was more comfortable on a bus than she was in a car. And
that's another good point. A lot of these people are way more comfortable riding on a bus than they are in a car. And I really, really want you to ask yourself this question. Do you really, really want to see a carload of our friends from the Mexican area, you know, pulling up behind you, maybe six or seven of them in a car meant for five? Or do you really, really want to see them on a bus? Or would you really, really, you know, want to have me driving them to and from work?
Look, you're the one with the tour bus. I don't really, really care one way or the other. But what I do care about is this lady needed to get home to her husband and to her children, and you had her serving food and cocktails in a sombrero hat to pay off her fare home.
Phil, that's America. And that's what my father always taught me. My father was a businessman, and he said, Colleen, when it comes to your employees, especially ones that may not be papered, you know, just be really, really nice. Hello?
Yeah, okay. Here's Kingman, Arizona, the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Kingman, hello.
Hello.
Hi, ma'am. You're on the air.
Thank you, Phil.
One of the things that I...
Just let the lady finish. Go ahead, ma'am.
I'm from Kingman, Arizona. We have a lot of Hispanics in our town. And
where are
I have a lot of Hispanic friends.
Where
I have lived here for 25 years.
Do you live?
In Kingman, Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and we have a lot of Hispanics here. I have a lot of Hispanic friends. And I just want to say to you, you keep mentioning this gift of pride over and over. How about giving her a gift of love? Okay?
That is the gift of love, the gift of pride.
Pride is not love. Love is
the gift of
caring about her enough to not charge her for the ride. This gift of pride thing, you're just blowing a bunch of smoke.
No, I am not. Pride is when you can pay for your own stuff.
Hearing gift of pride.
Pride is when you can pay for your own stuff.
Enough to.
Pride is when you can pay for your own stuff.
Excuse me, I'm speaking.
The lady in Kingman is speaking. And you know what? I don't think it's funny. Here's a woman with 9 children, and you got her serving chips and dip out of a sombrero hat at your party.
What's wrong with that, Phil? We had a wonderful party.
The woman's got kids she's got to go home to. A husband.
Who's going
to
pay me? Who's paying me? You see, you don't have a ready answer for that.
Why do you have to get paid?
Hello? It is a van owned by the company.
Okay. Yeah.
And what? Oh, okay.
So you're not doing. You're not giving her pride at all. Just giving her a ride. You're charging her for it.
That's
no big deal.
Let's tell the MTA not to get paid then.
Well, then they. You know, so be it. But
so be it. Well,
how much do you pay her to clean your house? Enough to pay you to give her a ride?
She gets $10 an hour. Thank you very much.
And how many hours a day does she work?
She works well each day. She's probably there for a couple of hours.
So
she's got to turn around and ride
buses.
God.
Why does she even go to your house at all? you know.
Well, because I'm busy. I'm an empowered woman. I have my own business.
Well, why don't
I'm not in Kingman, Arizona.
I'm
semi-retired.
Why don't you find somebody else to do your work? Why don't you do your own work?
I have a business. I'm there each day.
Okay? Oh, well,
I'm
work, too.
I'm not home painting vases and coffee cups or whatever you're doing there.
Yeah, well,
Arizona.
I work for our government here in Kingman, and I work, too, and I clean my own house. Thank you very much.
Hey, you know, my mom owns a couple of pieces of property in Kingman.
Oh, that's really great, Phil. Mm-hmm.
Well, she does. She has a couple of acres in Kingman.
Uh-huh, that's really swell. What's that got to do with me?
Well, if you have to charge this woman and pay her the same amount... Why don't you clean your own house?
I have a business, trying to tell you.
And so I work, too. I work 8 hours a day, and then I have other stuff to do when I get home, but
I'm
clean my own house.
Well, I'm trying to look on the bright side.
Do you feel really empowered by having somebody clean your house?
Yeah, and walk around with a sombrero on with chips and dip in it.
I think you're really jealous, both of you. I have a very successful business.
No, this is
what this is, Phil. I've
call
it
the gift of love. Don't call it the gift of pride.
I've noticed this from the last two female callers. They're really, really jealous. I'm really cute, and I have my own business.
Right.
Well,
I really am.
Well, are you cute? Do you have your own business?
No, but I work.
Yeah.
I work outside the home.
Do you own your? You should support women who own their own businesses, not give them a hard time.
We have had our own business, and I still cleaned my own house.
You know something? I'm really young, and I'm really cute, and
forget it, whether you're young and cute.
You're so self-serving, you can't even see beyond your own nose. That's too bad.
And
I feel sorry for you.
There's a contract with your station that my theme music is supposed to be played, so please play the theme music.
Play the theme music.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're under contract.
I know the contract. Make sure you play the music. Los Angeles on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Los Angeles, hello.
Oh, hello.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
You know, you can rationalize anything if you try hard enough, but now I've heard everything, you know, calling exploitation a gift of pride.
Exploitation? Why is that exploitation when I give her a way to work?
You said you'd pay her what you... Sure, you barely pay her a subsistence wage, and then you take it back from her. So basically, you have slave labor there. I don't see that you have anything
That's
to be proud
of.
Plus, a gift is usually free. I think you need to get it straight what you're really doing here.
Well, if you want charity, you can take it. But the Mexican people, they pay.
Well, ma'am, that's not charity when you're not even paying her a living wage to begin with, and then you take it back from her. That's indentured servitude.
I didn't cause the strike. She could come to work another way.
Well, I think
well, what other way is...
a reasonable person would never, ever visit your
You know what you should do? You should pay the poor woman the money that she would ordinarily earn, even if she doesn't get to your house. And
I see. So she doesn't do anything in my house, and I still pay her. Is that it?
Well, yeah, or you could pay... have somebody work out the transportation in such a way so she doesn't have to pay so much. But what you're doing is you're making her, you know...
Phil, I have a business to get to in Laguna Beach. On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster has grown at 5% per year. We have wonderful signature service to Mazatlan, Puerto Vallarta, Acapulco, Cancun, Ixtatlan, Yamaca, and...
Where's Yamaca?
That's in Mexico.
All right, well, I just think that Yamaca.
That's where it is. It is. It's Mexico. You've heard of it, ma'am, haven't you? Hello, ma'am?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm on my cell phone. What?
Call.
Yes, I can
hear
you.
Never mind. All right, dear, your cell phone's really crapping out, but thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Who cares about the signature service you got going to Yamaca?
Well, a lot of the airlines that are going down there now have all the flight attendants wearing sombreros with chips and dip. And that's the idea that we had.
Oh, you going to start bawling now?
No.
Here's Glendora on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
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 Hello?
Hi.
Colleen, I have something to ask you, but I want to tell you something first.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I own my own business. I'm young.
Are you empowered?
I'm married. I have children. And you don't know what you're talking about.
Are you empowered?
I've lived in Mexico.
Well, then you know what I'm saying about the air mattress.
Okay, you want to talk about air mattress? I lived in one of the poorest towns in Mexico called Tecate.
That's where they make the beer. That's where they make the beer.
Would you let me finish?
That's where they make the beer.
Would you
let
me finish talking?
Is that near tequila?
Would you let me finish talking, please?
Yes, go ahead.
the poorest people in Mexico don't sleep in garages on air mattresses.
No,
they build their own homes out of local materials. Their pride comes from being able to earn a living.
I was in Tijuana one time, and I saw it.
You were in Tijuana one time.
I saw a man on an air mattress.
Excuse me, let me finish.
Well, you've never seen it the way I have.
Excuse me, ma'am. Let me finish.
Do you know, even know what I mean by an air mattress?
Let me finish. You are the rudest person I've ever met.
Shut up, Colleen. Be quiet. Let the lady finish.
You
I'm just
say
trying
I have
to determine
never...
if she knows what an air mattress is.
I do know what an air mattress
okay,
is.
Okay, good. Let's move on.
Okay. I lived in Mexico for 2 years. You visit Mexico,
do you mean by Mexico
for a few days at a time.
What do you mean by Mexico? Do you mean Mexico proper?
I mean Tecate, one of the poorest areas in Mexico.
Okay, so you're talking about the...
Where most of our domestic workers come from.
You're talking about the Federal Republic of Mexico.
What other Mexico is there?
Where most of our domestic workers come from. Border towns in Mexico, on the U.S.-Mexican border.
Okay, so you're not talking about El Paso, you're talking about Juarez.
No,
yes.
I'm talking about Tecate, California.
And you've never heard of
the border
beer.
Crossing.
You know, I really feel sorry for you. You've never heard of the beer?
Let the lady finish.
I've heard of the beer. I've been to the factory. You're not letting me finish.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay. Let me clarify
that.
Wait,
because I have to go pick up my maid.
Just go ahead. Go ahead.
Let me finish. I also grew up in a very affluent American family, and we had domestic people working for us, so I know all the sides that you're trying to say nobody knows anything about. And
okay, thanks a lot for calling.
Mexican people,
okay.
Pride
Goodbye.
Comes from... No, shut up and let me finish.
Goodbye.
The Mexican people's pride comes from their ability to earn a living.
1-800-449-8686.
Yeah, and go ahead. We're going to a commercial break.
Okay, you,
Phil
you
Henry
keep
Show.
Your bigoted
you
opinion.
Keep talking.
You're a bigot.
One 800 449 8686. Phil Henry Show. I can't even get into the weekend we had at our house, but we had psychodrama galore, and we had a couple of friends get have a fight, a domestic fight. You know, not fight, but they had a problem, and for the first time, it wasn't Marie and I that were the center of the problem. We weren't the ones doing the screaming, but they had a bad thing. And then I get to work today, and my engineer, Craig Taylor's deaf, and he's hearing imaginary buzzing in his headphone. And I'm saying, all of this is the result of liquor. That's all it is, just the result of liquor. If you just quit for a day, just one day, just go a day without a beer, man. No, but he has engineer ears. Engineer ears is when you're hearing buzzing everywhere. If you work as an audio engineer, in the broadcast recording business, you tend to be a little bit on the geeky side with regard to noise, you know? In other words, if you're fixing your car one day with the hood up and the horn goes off by mistake, you're afraid it's going to blow the high frequency out of your hearing and you can't go to work that day. I'm sorry, I can't report for work, man. The horn went off and my hearing's gone. Same thing happened to me one time. My horn got stuck, the car horn, that is, because I hit it really hard and it got stuck, and I opened up the hood and I ripped the horn right out of the engine block. And I remember my hearing wasn't right for like 3 days. But I have the opposite problem. I have disc jockey ear. Engineer ears when you're hearing buzzing everywhere. I got disc jockey ear. When you work as many years as I did as a disc jockey and cranking the headphones up full blast, you begin to lose your hearing. And I have now at the age of 48, it happens to everybody. It happens to every single guy who works in this business. It's not so terrible that you turn into Beethoven. You know, you're not... I would like to say I loved you. You know, you're not talking like that, but you remember what your voice sounded like at one time, but you do tend to not hear things as well. And it's embarrassing, you know, when people say, hey, Phil, do you want to turn it? Huh? What? And you do the same squinting look that you do when you can't hear, and you start to look like an old man, you know? Anyway, I was in the middle of a conversation with some friends one night at dinner, and this guy says to me, hey, Phil, is Barnes Green? What? Barnes Green. What the hell did he say? She gets up and goes to the can. Marie says, well, you know, people mumble. They don't speak very clearly, honey. It's okay. It's not your hearing at all. The guy was 2 feet from me. What are you talking about? And I had to ask him, hey, Phil, you know. So basically, it was something along the lines of, hey, Phil, do you want to borrow my Stingray Corvette for the weekend, you know, because we're going out of town. You want to borrow the car? Because we were talking about his car. You want to borrow it? What? So I missed my shot there. So, yeah, I've been losing my hearing. And I used to know a guy, a wonderful man, and I don't think that I'm speaking badly about him because he was a tremendous talent, and he worked in Los Angeles for years, and I had the great pleasure of working across the hall from him. And he was like one of the great DJs growing up in L.A., the real Don Steele. And Don Steele was brilliant on the air, but gradually he lost his hearing a little bit. And he had the monitor jacked up in there. Because I know, Mike, you worked with him. He had the monitor jacked up to patent pending, man, nosebleed level, because he couldn't hear anything anymore. You know, his ears were shot. So let that be a lesson to you. And would you stop going to those Iron Maiden shows, man? You're pushing 30, okay? Thanks. And that was the same thing when I went to see ZZ Top. I blew my hearing out there. Do you think it was the disc jockey work, or was it just that one ZZ Top show I went to the Forum to see, where I almost kicked the crap out of that guy who was in the movie Taps? Anyway, some guy who was in the movie Taps, I don't remember. He was the fat guy. He was trying to pick up on my girlfriend, and I considered picking him up and throwing him down onto the stage, but then I realized he was a little hefty. Whoever that fat guy was, I was sitting there with my girlfriend, and he was hitting on her, and I said, okay, I'm going to take him, and I'm going to throw him down onto the stage with ZZ Top, but he was hefty. Oh, it's George C. Scott. Thank you. That was the guy. So anyway, no, it wasn't George C. Scott. He's picking up on my girlfriend at a ZZ Top show. Speaking of the train and the strike, we sent Chris, our youngest boy, to see his grandparents this weekend. And they sent him back from Oceanside on the train. So he spent the weekend with his grandparents. And then they said, do you want to ride the train back to L.A. to Union Station? And they called us up, Marie, and I said, yeah, we'll go pick him up. So we come to find out that Chris is only 11. You can't ride Amtrak legally unless you're 13. Well, they really wanted him to have the experience of riding on the train and seeing all the stuff, and he thought it was really cool. So they basically got him the ticket, and they said that he was 13. And there's Christopher getting off the train, and he's all wide-eyed. We picked him up at Union Station yesterday, and we went across to Alvera Street, and we had some taquitos and a bunch of crap. And I said, so how did it work there, being 11? You know, he's supposed to be a bigger guy, man, 13. He goes, no problem. Grandpa drilled, you know, he drilled me in what I was supposed to say if the conductor came. I said, what are you talking about? Well, if the conductor came by, I was to tell him I was 13. I said, well, how do you do that? He said, well, I'd be sitting in the kitchen, and his grandfather walks in the kitchen and goes, hey, kid, how old are you? I'm 13. When were you born? September 8th, 1987. That's it. That's my grandson. Yeah. He was giving this guy, was like, you know, the Nazis invading the American forces in France. Who's Mickey Mouse's girlfriend? Minnie Mouse. Okay, pass. So he was doing this. You know, a kid would be sitting there watching TV. Old man's walking through this. How old are you? 13. When were you born? September 8th, 1987. Okay. So you are 13. He's got this whole thing planned, you know. And then I see he pulls out. You know, grandparents are really cool. You know, he's lucky. He's got some cool grandparents because his grandfather. He said, "Now, you know, Chris, because his grandfather's from Chicago, so he's got one of those old Chicago." Okay, Chris. Now here's what you do. This is the train you're taking from Oceanside. Okay. Yeah, Grandpa. Now you get off on Los Angeles Alvera Street. That's where you're gonna get off when you hear the man say Los Angeles. Okay. And don't get off in Fullerton. Yeah, I know, Grandpa, because that's not Los Angeles. Well, some people do. How does that happen? And another thing that you might do, Santa Ana. Don't get off. No, Los Angeles is where I get off. Yeah. So he pulls out this schedule that his grandfather gave. L.A. circled 100 times. You know, train 779, Los Angeles. Get off there. So I don't want to get off in Santa Ana. No, you don't ever do that. How will I know the difference between L.A. and Santa? Well, one's got big buildings. Oh, we got to go now? Because I was going to tell everybody about how I took my clothes off at this party the other night. Oh, well, I can't do it. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.